Com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Tuesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, you call in at 800-259-9231. And you can literally take control of the airwaves. Again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on and get interactive with us online. Maybe you're on the outside edge of one of our affiliate stations and the signal's just unbearably bad. Tune in online. Go to freetalklive.com and grab the stream. It's free. There's no membership fee. So hop on and check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org.
That's a toll-free number.
Yep.
And again, that's freestateproject.org. We're big fans of the Free State Project.
We are.
On this show.
Got any news from them? They were supposed to have that protest this week.
They were supposed to have a protest this morning, and one of the members, actually one of the, I don't think he's even a Free State Project member, he's just a freedom lover already in New Hampshire.
I see.
He's one of the members of the New Hampshire Underground.
Actually, Free State Project doesn't have any events in New Hampshire.
That's true.
It's the members that have already arrived.
Correct. And they were supposed to be having a protest this morning in regards to that zoning case in Hampton. Word last night was the...
Well, give the brief history of the zoning case.
The brief history is there are a couple of women who live together, and they're related. One of them's 96 years old, the other one's probably in her mid-40s, and then there's a third who's in her, I think, late 20s. Teens or
yes.
early 20s.
In order to make everyone live together, they decided to build a small apartment together in their
house. Because the old lady has a bunch of cats, and the daughter's allergic to them, so they figured, let's segregate the old woman and keep
her
cats.
We own this house.
Right.
We'll build here.
Yeah. So they created an apartment in the upper garage. Somebody ratted them out. And then the building bureaucrats in the police department came by and basically said, here's your fine, $180,000, still going up every day.
Some ridiculous amount every single day.
Yeah, like $250 per day for every day since they had originally applied to get permits for the work.
Right.
But I guess they didn't quite meet code or some ball got dropped somewhere.
Right.
And they forgot to get a certain paperwork, and because of that, they're now their house basically is, it's not condemned, but they're being told they're going to have to tear down everything the county didn't approve.
Right.
Which is pretty much most of the things that they've done, or the city rather. And so the New Hampshire Underground is protesting in favor of these women.
Because, of course.
As we talked about...
Anybody who's reasonable would be on the side of these women.
Well, as we talked about Saturday night, zoning laws do nothing but help the rich and the powerful. They don't do anything for you or your rights or your property or your ability to do as you please with it. So they were going to go. These women, Myrtle Woodward, I think is her name, she was supposed to be going to some sort of a hearing this morning. Again, we are expecting details from somebody in New Hampshire tonight, but as of what I saw last night, they had rescheduled the hearing. Like yesterday, they all of a sudden made the decision that they were going to go ahead and reschedule the hearing. Now, it should be noted that this protest was planned and publicized in a major newspaper up there.
Right.
So the bureaucrats knew that there was going to be a protest going on.
Sure.
Was that a factor in them rescheduling?
You can better believe it is.
Possibly. In fact, normally when you're in court, I mean, I'm sure you've been in a courtroom a couple times. I've been there a few times myself. When they reschedule something...
I've got 14 kids that I've got to pay for. Of course I've been in...
They normally reschedule it right there on the spot. Like, you're told by the judge you're going to get this rescheduled, and here's the new date. Right?
Right.
Don't they normally do that?
Yeah.
They didn't do that in this case. They just said, we're going to reschedule this for a time in the future. We'll get
Sometimes
in touch with you.
It happens all different ways.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they are rescheduling. But according to the New Hampshire Underground, they still planned on going ahead with the protest this morning. Since they'd already gotten all the gears in motion for it, why not show up and protest it anyway?
Might as well.
Get a little bit of press attention. I think they were supposed to have a TV camera there, etc. So lots going on. Maybe we'll hear from them tonight. Maybe we'll hear from you tonight. This is your show at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Actually, we've kind of been letting... Last night's topic was so hot, I had to put the email aside for it. Because we talked about the Supreme Court's decision from yesterday that basically allows police dogs to sniff your vehicle even Well, for no reason whatsoever.
Cause. Yeah, probable cause.
Yeah, not even a reasonable suspicion is
right.
necessary. Just because they pulled you over,
mm-hmm.
they have the now they have the right to search to sniff your vehicle. So that was huge last night, which meant that we didn't quite get to the email that has been sitting here in the inbox. And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Now, we don't claim that we don't claim to have any responsibility over the email.
No.
We will read whichever emails we feel like reading and not read the ones we don't feel like reading. And we'll read them whenever we darn well please.
That's exactly right.
We will take your call
anytime. You can call
about
in the middle
anything.
Of the email. And we'll stop and go to your phone call.
Right, because it's a show about calls, not about emails.
Exactly.
And more specifically, if you're a female, you go and there's people waiting in line to call. A woman, you know, women mm-hmm. get bumped to the head of the line.
That's
because,
right. Ladies first.
Yes, here on Free Talk Live, it's ladies first.
So 1-800-259-9231. This one from Logan. He says, "Dear FTL, I recently found your show from a post on surajuris.net."
What the heck is that?
I don't know. I tried going to it, and it's non-existent, so I don't know what he means by that. I didn't respond to him yet. I'm impressed with the show. I'm relieved and elated to have found like-minded souls who are echoing loudly the topics of today's societal...
Oh, you're crazy too. I get it.
...today's societal chaos. However, I am concerned with the seemingly playful manner in which some of the shrine of female listeners are displayed for all. The links to listeners' nude sites do not seem to jive with the serious topics discussed on the show.
Mm.
I'm also curiously concerned why the decision was made to add a non-Mormon link for one of your female Mormon listeners' descriptions.
What?
Okay, I'll address what he said so far. He's concerned with the seemingly playful manner in which some of the Shrine of Female Listeners are displayed. Okay, he's talking about our shrine. It's on the website at freetalklive.com. We're showing off the fact that we have women listening to this show. These
right.
women have sent their pictures in, and they've sent them in knowing that we are the ones that write the comments.
Right.
I'm the one that writes the comments about them. And yeah, some of them are a little bit playful. Some of them aren't. What the hell's wrong with that?
Well, it would be a boring sight if you wrote boring things
yeah.
underneath the women. I mean, it's not supposed to be boring.
Right. Maybe you're a really new listener, Logan, but even though we talk about serious things on this show,
right.
that doesn't mean we can't have fun doing it.
Just because we're on GCN doesn't mean that we fit the cookie-cutter GCN mold.
Well, not even the cookie-cutter GCN mold. The cookie-cutter talk show conservative mode, because all that stuff is serious. This is serious politics. Politics is a joke. Unfortunately, it's a very serious joke.
Yes.
And I don't mind poking fun at it at all. I do take it seriously. I do take my freedom seriously and the loss of them very seriously. But, I mean, like last night, we had Ian, the listener, call in and start talking about Bobby Fischer, who's a total nut job from what I can tell. And so we just started making all these chess references in our speaking. And it was quite, I thought it was quite amusing.
It's very funny. You can check out the archives
That's
at freetalklive.com.
Right.
Download last hour of last night's show. Listen to that.
So if you don't like radio that has a little bit of fun, go somewhere else, buddy.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Dr. Ronald Hoffman has a nice, boring show for you. Go ahead and check him out.
He also, again, he asked me why I added a non-Mormon link to one of the female Mormon listeners. Well, you might consider that kind of rude, I guess. But I just found
I don't even know what you're talking about.
On one of the Shriners, there's a link. She mentions that she's Mormon. If
okay.
you click the word Mormon, it takes you to the American Atheist website. They've got a huge document on the history of the Mormon Church, how it was founded, and why it's all just total bunk, basically. And
well,
I just figured it'd be a perfect time.
I'm sure that the American Atheist site has a something on every religion.
Oh, certainly, but this takes you directly to that Mormon thing.
Okay.
Just we don't talk about Mormons very much on the show, and when she called in, we questioned her on it. You know, I called her on the carpet about it, and so it seemed appropriate to me. There you go. 800-259-9231. So he's got more comments. We'll come back to that. Or your calls. This is your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi everybody, I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it, in fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything political, personal, something somewhere in between. Take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We also have the website for you, which you need to check out, freetalklive.com. You need to get interactive on there. We've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users, quickly approaching the 275 mark on the user count, which is exciting. We like it. There's all kinds of different conversations, everything from flame wars to intellectual banter.
We also post all the stories that we use as show prep on the BBS, so
that's
people
correct.
Comment on them. On those threads. And
right now, probably the most commented thread of recent, of the last few days has to be from a story that we talked about on Saturday night on our Saturday show with the zoning laws.
Really?
And so there are people who are having it out in regards to zoning. One of the people on the BBS supporting zoning and more than one person against. So it's a very interesting time, and log on, get interactive. It's all free. It's all on the house at freetalklive.com, mm-hmm. the bulletin board.
And if you want to hear that show from Saturday,
you can download it.
You can download it on the archive section.
So we're going through an email here where we're getting a bit of critique. And you know what, man? We don't really get hate mail on this show, do we?
No.
I mean, we get email from people that have kind of critique and maybe a few
confused
or maybe a few points that they don't really care for. But overall, we seem to have like a real high satisfaction rating. Don't most shows get some hate mail?
Yeah, I would guess they do.
I'm sure as we get out there a little bit more. I mean, we're brand new to syndication. I'm sure as we start,
I can understand
expand,
with
because I want to get some damn hate mail.
I mean, my opinion would be inflammatory if it was on any other show.
Right.
Here, I'm more of a moderate voice, but I'm much more libertarian than say Neil Bortz probably. Your voice. I mean, you're just this side of an anarchist. So I can't imagine how you can have your opinion and people not want to threaten you.
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. I mean, I know we've got some fresh markets that are kind of in the hopper right now, and mm-hmm. we're looking forward to announcing those here soon. But no more about that. Back to the email here. Again, the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com.
I think it's because we're so respectful of our callers.
I think so.
Because you can call this show with any opinion, and we're not going to, you know...
We're not going to hang up on you.
Right.
Call you names after we've hung up on you or anything like that.
Right.
We really want to hear from you, especially if you disagree with us on an issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my favorite kind of call. I want to understand how it is that you think the way you think. What led you to your opinions? And if there was any sort of logical process behind it at all, or was it just that your parents told you to think that way? That sort of thing. 800-259-9231. So this particular email, Logan is calling us out, or calling, I guess, me out on the Shrine of Female Listeners, because it's my creation, and I put the descriptions on, because each lady who is featured there has a description underneath her. And he says, the sexual undertones, derogatory descriptions, and the previously mentioned discrepancies tend to show the teenage side of the Free Talk Live crew. And I gotta say, I went after I read this, and I thought, do I really have derogatory descriptions? Not really.
Well, if
I wish I knew which one he was talking about.
If she claims to be a Mormon, and you put a link to the American Atheist Society's description of what a Mormon is, that's derogatory.
Maybe. It's just a little fun. It's just all fun, man.
Whatever.
And as far as it's showing the teenage side, okay, whatever. I'll take that criticism. Doesn't mean I'm going to go and re-edit my shrine so it can be politically correct for you, Logan. Because the women that are sending their pictures in today must look at the shrine first, don't you think? I mean, we encourage them all to go and read it for themselves. And if they're afraid of having something derogatory or something like he's suggesting said about them, then they don't have to send their pictures in. We're not putting guns to their heads and forcing them to send their pictures to us. They want to send their picture because they like listening to this show.
And this show, to some extent or another, kind of, it appeals to, like, the Shrine of Female Listener is meant to appeal to that teenage side in every guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And there is one. Now, I'm not saying that every guy is going to go to our site and look at the Shrine of Female Listeners,
no.
But it's not a beauty contest.
No, it's not.
Either. I mean, if you go on the Shrine of Female Listeners, you'll see that there's a lot of different gals on there, of a lot of different shapes and sizes and colors and age.
Ages, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're definitely, it's not a teenage thing at all. I mean, there may be a bit of a fun element, a lighthearted element to it, but so what? Anyway, he says, I'm all for free speech and fully support comedy and lightheartedness in the face of absurdity. I was left mentally contemplating the constitution of the Free Talk Live founders and leaders. How's your constitution today, man?
What do you mean, my constitution of the United States?
No, I guess your constitution, like
my
your
health?
Personal constitution.
I'm feeling well, thanks.
I'm doing well myself. If the overwhelming evidence of the adversary's involvement in our government leaders, I don't know what that means.
I think the adversary would be a biblical reference to Satan.
Because he capitalizes the A.
Yes, the adversary is a biblical reference.
He says, if the overwhelming evidence of the adversary's involvement in our government leaders is to be exposed to those still plugged into the Matrix, then certain elements of inconsistency in your image need to be addressed. Well, I'm not here to support any sort of religion, sir. I happen to be an atheist. So, you're not, though.
No, I'm not. I'm Unitarian.
So I don't believe in your whole adversary, and I don't believe in your God thing. So I'm just here to promote freedom. I'm not here to promote any sort of religious agenda. You can do whatever.
You're just doing it because it's right.
Right. You can do whatever you want with your freedom. You can go to church as many times a week as you want to. Doesn't bother me, as long as you don't force me into it. See? That's why I'm here. He says,
but you're welcome to come and call in. Talk about the adversary.
Absolutely. I sincerely hope. You know, actually, there have been times when he's been known to stop by, even though I don't believe in him or anything like that.
There have been times when he'll just drop on in and say hello. How you doing, Hamish?
Love that silly little fox ears.
I'm the adversary.
Was that teenage? I mean, was that too young for you there, Logan? We just have fun on this show, okay? Sometimes. Yep. And sometimes it's damn serious.
Yep. Sometimes it's funny, and sometimes we're having fun, and it's funny, and sometimes we're having funny, and fun, and it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes comedy lands flat.
Well, that's just how it is. It's like the airplane movies. Not the airplane. It's like Airplane or the Naked Gun movies. The concept there is you throw all kinds of comedy at a wall, and you see what sticks.
Yeah.
Because there's some jokes in those movies that... Some jokes, yeah, I mean, just tens. Awesome, funny, funny films. And the reason that they just throw so much of it at once. There's so many jokes going at one time in those movies. That's why it works. Because they just find the ones that work through trial and error.
I wonder what the percentage is of Americans. Now, I know that...
And we don't try to be funny on this show. I want to make it clear. We don't really try to be
funny.
Not
really a comedy show, right. But it has comedy elements.
Yes.
You know.
Just because we are able to point out, I think the comedy elements that come from the show are because we are aware of the absurdity of, as he puts it, the absurdity of the situation that we're in.
You know, I'm wondering about here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if, what the number of Americans that believe in Satan are. Because, I mean, this guy's espousing a belief in Satan.
You would
one thing to believe in God.
I would think most Christians.
Think most people believe in God.
I would think most Christians, the church-going types.
I don't know, man.
Are subscribers to that.
I don't know.
Because it's part of the Bible. I mean, if you're a Christian, doesn't that mean that you followed the Bible to some extent or another, and therefore you would have to believe the whole story?
Believing in it at some extent or another would not be necessarily believing in the legendary status of an angel named Lucifer who was cast from heaven.
You know, I wish we had...
for power.
I wish Johnson was here, because he had the statistics, I think, a while back of the actual percentage of people. I think it's something like, I don't know, I'm pulling this out of my ass, 40% that actually believe the Bible word for word. So, I mean, there's definitely a big chunk out there that I think believes in it. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, make it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sleek, stylish, and easy on the eye. Those are America's next top models, hybrid style. When I come back, I'll catwalk you through the cost of taking these four-wheel hotties home. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. With hot new models on runways or roadways, there's more than meets the eye. More as in cost. To calculate total greenbacks for hybrid green machines, consider sticker price. Though higher, it can be offset by federal and state tax credits. Repairs. Despite warranties, hybrids haven't experienced real road rigors over time. Factor cost and availability of hybrid-specific parts and lack of qualified hybrid technicians. MPG. 60 MPG has proven more show than go. Love. If the skinny on the cost doesn't scare you, a sleek and stylish hybrid may be worth taking home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. We just wrapped up an email from one of our listeners, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Speaking of freetalklive.com, we got archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and even described, so you can find the specific moment that you're actually looking for to listen to. Or you can listen to an entire hour. You can listen to the entire show, all 3 hours. You can listen to the last six. They're all there. They're all downloadable on the house at freetalklive.com. Now, before we left for that last break, you mentioned, Manwich, something about how many people in America believe in the devil, in Beelzebub, Mephistopheles.
Well, I do wonder.
Old Scratch, Old Nick, the adversary.
I wonder
off the top of my head.
Yeah, those are all. I wonder, because it seems legendary to me. It seems like a stretch. I can see believing a God, but the devil is even in the Bible is a much more legendary figure. Like it would be in a legend. It doesn't.
Well, the whole Bible's not about the devil. Is that what you're saying? That like he only appears. How many times is he in the Bible anyway?
I couldn't answer that precisely.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you how many.
You're
one of four angels that is mentioned.
Whenever it comes to biblical references, you're the man to turn to because. I haven't opened that thing in probably over a decade.
Sure. It seems like ancient peoples created myths in order to understand their world.
Okay.
And I believe that it seems to me that the devil was created to understand the world.
How? Yeah.
Well, bad things happen and people act in a bad manner because the devil is out there. You know, like the devil has created sin and bad things. And that doesn't make any, it doesn't make any sense to me in a modern world, but I think that there's,
So you're telling me you don't believe in me?
No, I do not believe in the devil.
You don't believe that I was cast out from heaven? I mean, that God, he always telling me what to do, I was his right-hand man. I mean, it's kind of like you, man, which, I mean, you're kind of the right-hand man on the show.
Why don't you go to hell?
He cast me out because I'd had enough. I wanted the power. I had enough of taking orders. It was time to take over.
You are silly.
So he cast me out of heaven, and then I just go start my own party underground, and he has a problem with it. You know, he's got to be in charge. It's just his ego. It's an ego thing. Everybody thinks I'm evil, and it's just bad press, really.
I don't think you're evil. I just don't think you're real.
Neither do I. I'm just playing.
I think it's a neat little program you got there. But the point I'm trying to make is why would the devil mythos, you know, Lucifer and one third of heaven being or one third of the angels being cast out of heaven and that all that thing. Why would that be true but the Serpent of Midgard from the Asgardian religion not be true? Why would not be the myth of Sisyphus having to push the boulder up the hill in Greek myth, or Greek or Latin or Roman myth, whichever one it is?
Well, to me, they all have the same level of legitimacy.
Why would the winged serpent Quetzalcoatl in the Aztec lore, why would any... These are just... They all ring the same to me. I certainly believe in a god creating the world and all that stuff, but it seems to me that whole devil thing... And it's not even consistent throughout the Bible. Like, sometimes it's your flesh which tempts you, and sometimes it's the devil. I don't know. I just don't... I don't subscribe to it, and it seems...
Well, a third of Americans, according to Research Bitch Johnson, a third of Americans are biblical literalists who believe that the Bible is the actual word of God and is to be taken literally word for word. That's according to Gallup polling service. So 33% or thereabouts.
Well,
subscribe. And like I said, to me, it's all about the same level of credibility, which is zero. Zilch. I mean, I don't believe in Zeus any more than I believe in God, any more than I believe in Satan, any more than I believe that a cockroach is, you know, Jesus Christ. I mean,
it's a strange corollary, but in fact, a man named Jesus existed.
Sure, there's plenty of men named Jesus today, as a matter of fact.
Well, they're named Jesus.
Okay.
They drive lowrider cars, funny little...
Hey, man! All right, we're done with that. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. All right, so email. I've got more. Because, again, we were just so distracted last night. And normally we don't... we will not guarantee that we will read your emails, but some of them we will. Here's one where it looks like a lady emailing us here. Name of Krishna. Krishna? Is that a woman's name? I heard the last...
It's a Hindu god.
Yeah. I heard the last few minutes of your program on Monday night and have a problem with a statement that you guys made. You described that Bobby Fischer's beliefs were nuts. How so? Is it the fact that Bobby is Jewish and denounces support for Israel and Zionism? Also, another thing I want to point out, do you guys always behave and laugh like a bunch of 13-year-old retards? Free talk my ass. What a bunch of phonies.
Wait.
What makes us phonies? I mean, even if we laugh like 13-year-old retards.
Even if we are 13-year-old retards, which I'm not.
Last time I checked, no, I wasn't either.
Even if, in fact, we are 13-year-old retards, it's still Free Talk Live.
That's
and
right.
You are still free to call in and say what you'd like on the air.
That's right.
And call me a 13-year-old retard on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, don't email it. And the number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, actually, honestly... I can't remember why it is that I think Bobby Fischer is a total nut job, but I remember reading an article, because last night a gentleman called in about the situation with him. He's been kind of on the run for a couple decades, basically. I think since, the early 80s, when he had a chess match with somebody from Yugoslavia, I think it was, and it was against the United States rules to interact with the communists. There was some sort of international rule that he violated by playing a chess game with this man.
Okay.
It was a business thing. You weren't supposed to be conducting business. in specific communist countries, and one of them was Yugoslavia. And since it was a chess match, which had, I guess, a dollar value attached to it.
Okay. It's a professional chess match.
Yeah, a professional chess match. So, therefore, he was involved in business, he had violated that rule, he found out about that, and he never returned to the United States. He's been running around the world, just kind of hiding out, living like a recluse for the past couple decades, and maybe popping up from time to time to make a couple public statements.
Do you think the United States of America would have any problem with him returning at this point? I mean, it doesn't.
Yes, that's what was called. You didn't get that last night. We've talked about it before on the show. Maybe you weren't here that night, but
I have not.
Yeah,
I know little about.
They're actively trying to get his ass in a prison
for a guy who played a chess match with a communist.
Yeah, because he violated the law, and that's intolerable to the United States. He violated the letter of the law, and now he's sitting in a Japanese prison, waiting to be extradited by the United States government.
That's interesting.
Now, yeah, it's a terrible situation. I don't agree with what's happened to the poor guy.
I mean, it's almost like ex post facto. It's not, but...
No, it's not, but it's just stupid. It's just a waste of... I mean, what kind of resources have they been pouring on this case over the years? I mean, over the 15 years or so that he's been out of the public spotlight, how much money has the FBI been just lavishing on this one case? And for what reason? What, to punish him for playing the damn chess game? We'll come back with it. I'll see if I can figure out why it is that I think he's nuts.
And he's Zionist, remote, hate-filled people I've ever heard of, by the way.
Maybe that's why, because he's just a hating bastard. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in or whatever. Personal, political, anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors on that website, on that page of the site. They're proud to be listening to the show, so proud they sent their picture in. They want to prove it. Some of them really want to prove it. They sent us a validated photo, which is a really cool feature, although right now there is one lady on the Shrine that is in question.
She wanted to prove it so much she took her shirt off.
Well, we've covered everything up. That it's safe now. It's safe for consumption. But she looks like she's a faker. And the sign that she's holding, see, our validated trainers have to hold up a sign of some sort that proves that they listen to Free Talk Live. It has to reference the show on it somehow. Well, it looks like somebody photoshopped this.
Yes, it does.
It really looks like it. And then she sent another picture to prove, to give us some extra proof, and that one looks like it's been photoshopped, although I haven't posted that. I think I'm just going to drop her off the site, because I sent her an email back saying, look, 85% of our listeners think that you're a fake. We think that you're a fake. If you can't get us a picture with you with like a handwritten sign, one that doesn't look like it's been typed on in Photoshop, basically, then you're off the shrine. And it's sad, too, because she's a nice-looking lady, whoever she is. So you can check that out for yourself right there at freetalklive.com.
The voting is still in place.
Voting's still in place. Yeah, I suppose it's possible that somebody could vote her. Enough people could get there and vote that she's real to save her, but I don't think it's going to happen. Because overwhelmingly, the Free Talk Live listeners, the free talkers, are saying, fake!
Fake!
So log on and see for yourself. freetalklive.com. I was looking and looking during the break, trying to find a breakdown of Bobby Fischer's politics, but I couldn't. So I'm just going to have to go on my memory, Krishna. I just remember that he's just a nutcase. That's all. I mean, that's just the kind of impression that people have of him politically. And maybe it is. Maybe it does have something to do with the whole Middle East situation. I don't even know.
She took it very seriously, though. I mean, like,
yes, she did.
You know, to the point that she was almost insulting.
Maybe she's just a chess fanatic.
Yeah, like she's a Bobby Fischer groupie.
A groupie. Yeah,
she's probably, you know, back when he was in the, you know, hanging out in the 80s and stuff. She was following him around.
The game. I was wrong. The game actually took place in 1992. So they've been hunting for this man for approximately 13 years now.
What a good use of our tax dollars.
And they've got him now. He's in a jail in Japan. He's trying to get extradited to Iceland. That way he can avoid the United States coming and getting
him. Here's what I don't understand is, even if Iceland says that they'll take him, if the United States wants him, why don't we go get him and get him from Japan?
It's because it's bureaucracy. I mean, you've got two governments trying to interact with one another to attain some sort of a goal. I mean, the United States wants something, and I'm sure Japan wants something in return. Who knows what kind of bureaucratic hurdles there are in the way here as to why he's been sitting in a prison and they haven't gone to get him yet. I don't know. I support that he stay free. I do. I don't care what his politics are. I think that it's an outrage that he's being persecuted.
Being a dissident, it's not like he gave, unless he did give sensitive intelligence materials.
He played a chess game.
Yeah, that would be, I'm sorry. I think that people that travel to Cuba and Vietnam recently has been opened, but
that's correct.
It's not legal to travel to Cuba. Any of this stuff is just,
it's restriction on freedom.
Laws. Yeah, these are created laws to restrict our freedom.
Right, it's not a free country that we live in. 800-259-9231. I'll always throw the invitation out there. If you believe you live in a free nation right now, go ahead, give me a call. 1-800-259-9231. We'll put you on the air. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm fascinated by that.
I'm also interested in her Zionist stance there. Like she's clearly one of those people that believes the Palestinians should get back Israel.
Okay.
And I'm always interested in this.
I don't know anything about it, really. I mean, I've heard all kinds of talk. I don't really know Palestinian from Israel. They're all just a people in another country to me. It's not even anything that interests me.
It's kind of interesting, but I mean, the Palestinian, quote unquote Palestinians, you know, these basically Bedouin sheep herders, were displaced in the 30s and 40s by Jews that came there, and then the land of Israel was created.
By whom?
The white people drawing lines in the desert around at the end of World War One.
Got it.
They started doing all this stuff, and I think it was the end of World War II when they finally made Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's claims are tenuous. These Palestinians, which a lot of them are, for one, they live in Jordan, and for the last like two generations, they've been living in these refugee camps in Jordan.
Okay.
Why the heck isn't Jordan letting them in?
I don't know. Why?
Because Jordan treats them like they're stepchildren. I mean, you know, they provide them with these refugee camps.
So nobody likes them. That's what you're saying.
They're certainly not treated well.
Okay.
Oddly, Palestinians go elsewhere in the world. Like, you know, there's plenty of them in South America. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few here in the United States. It seems strange to me that they don't disperse and go someplace. But they have sort of this desire to get this quote-unquote land back.
It sounds like it was taken from them.
Okay. Did you want to sign your house over to Big Chief Flying Squirrel?
Did I want to sign my house over to Big Chief?
Sign your deed over to Big Chief.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, property is won and lost in wars all the time, you know, and I mean, that's just the way things go. It's been 60, 70, 80, 90 years since your people had this land.
Well, can they leave? I mean, can they just get on a ship and leave?
Lots of Palestinians have done it. Why couldn't they? I mean, it's not like there's...
Well, maybe because of all the racists in this country that don't want anyone to immigrate.
Well,
maybe that's why.
There's
maybe
lots
they
of
have,
countries that would
maybe they feel like they don't have anywhere to go.
Cruise ships take everybody.
800-259-9231. And good food there, too. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for Sea Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for Sea Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. You take control at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com.
While you're there, register for the updates. All you have to do is enter your email address, and then anything that is of noteworthy importance that happens on the show, you get it.
That's right.
So if there's a new Shriner, you get it. If we add a new affiliate radio station, you get it.
You know first.
Yes. All the important stuff.
Keeps you on top of all the news in regards to Free Talk Live. And it's a very quick thing. You just go, click, fill out a little form, and you're good to go.
You know, we're number six on the podcasting site.
That's right, as of today, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And big thanks to all of our listeners who have helped us out with that. Of course, we're talking about podcasting, which is kind of the new hip thing to do with your MP3s. You put them on your iPod or your portable MP3 player, and podcasting allows us to get them there even easier. And if you want details, you can log on at freetalklive.com. But the people who have listeners to the show, regardless of whether they're podcasting or not, have been turning out in droves to vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why we're not number one right now is because the number one through five shows have been around podcasting for several months longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're new to it. The whole thing is new. I mean, podcasting
right.
is a new phenomenon. So over time, we will overtake the lead, no problem.
Well, one of the reasons that we'll overtake the lead is we're the only commercial show on there.
Right.
We're the only...
the only syndicated
yeah.
national talk show. None of the other national talk shows out there are going to play on the podcast arena because they want money for their archives, and we don't.
Right.
So we give away our archives, so we don't care. Go ahead. Give them to your friends and family.
Right.
Share them around. By all means. 800-259-9231. One final email
our
here.
Our agenda is spreading freedom.
That's right.
Not spreading, you know.
Not spreading our wallet. Although we'd like to make something.
We'd like to make money, but. You know,
I don't think the chunk is going to be from the archives, though.
Right.
So, anyway, hey, final email here real quick. This one from Scott. Sometime back, I emailed you concerning a show where you did where a caller wanted to talk about Chinese troops massing on the United States southern border with Mexico. The caller identified Arizona as a type of deployment zone for these troops. At the time, you basically made fun of the caller and hurried him off the phone, dismissing his conspiracy theory as bunk. And... I still think it is.
Yes.
He says, I emailed you stating that it was my opinion that even though the caller might have been incorrect in his statement about Chinese troops on our borders, as talk show hosts on a show called Free Talk Live, you probably should have let the individual state his case and then research what he was talking about before dismissing it as crock. Well, you got to understand something, Scott. We have lives, see? There's somebody on our bulletin board system that just sees fit to just post all kinds of lengthy, lengthy articles about all sorts of different topics. I hardly have time to read the prep for this show, let alone read everything that every listener wants me to read or research all of these things.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me, even if it was true, first of all, I mean, we don't have to research it because it's absurd. I mean, if it was true that Chinese troops were amassing on the United States border, then
somebody would alert the major news media.
Yeah. Somebody would see them doing that. They would attempt to probably photograph them, if
yes.
not alert the media. And if they attempted to photograph them and the military spotted them and shot them, then someone would go missing. And then someone would go looking for that person, and they might find them. Eventually, somebody's going to turn up some sort of tangible proof beyond a little rumor somewhere on the internet. I mean, you can't even find evidence of it on the
Free
internet.
Talk Live, Free Talk Live does not mean crackpots are us.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't get on and...
You're not going to turn me into some raving lunatic about a conspiracy theory. Oh, rave and rant about freedom, but until it's actually threatened by Chinese troops and there's some sort of tangible evidence of it,
how did the Chinese troop get there?
I don't know. We're going to come back with a little bit more of this. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of